So, welcome to Prayer and Technology, how to use the Prayer Mate app. What is Prayer Mate? Forgive me if you already know this, but it's an app designed to help Christians, well, I think, pray biblically, widely and regularly. You can download prayers from the Bible. It's great for covering a lot of territory. And it helps with regularity of prayer because, A, it's on your phone, and, B, you can set up reminders. And it's free on iOS and Android, whatever that means. Prayer Mate's impact. I got these quotes off their website, but Tim Challies says that without hyperbole, Prayer Mate revitalised my prayer life. Dave Myers, a Brisbane church planter, the best tool to improve my prayer life. And Adrian Reynolds, who works at the Proclamation Trust, which is in the UK, said Prayer Mate has ignited some freshness into my praying. I'd certainly add to those sentiments. When someone asks me what's been the biggest help in growing in prayer, Prayer Mate's been the biggest change in my prayer life. So how does Prayer Mate work? Well, I've got a little video, so we might just have a quick look at that video. It's 1 minute 31, and that'll just give us a bit of an overview.
This is Grace, and like many Christians, Grace wishes she prayed more. She'll often say to friends, "I'll pray for you," but then quickly forgets. It's not that Grace doesn't care, but with so many things to pray for, from her family to her own walk with God, from the church and community to charities and organisations, it can all get a bit overwhelming. Then Grace discovered the Prayer Mate app. Now when Grace has a few minutes spare, she can fire up Prayer Mate on her phone or tablet, and it suggests some things to pray for. Prayer Mate organises your prayers into easy, manageable categories, giving you complete control over how many or how few items pop up, helping you pray for what is most important to you. Through Prayer Mate, Grace can subscribe to regular updates from her favourite mission organisations. She can attach PDFs from things like prayer email. She can subscribe to daily prayers from Operation World, and can also use Prayer Mate's helpful prayers from the downloadable gallery. Now when Grace says, "I'll pray for you," she knows she can really mean it. Prayer Mate can't do all the work for Grace, but it can lend a helping hand.
It's a bit of a 40,000 foot view. So I just thought it might be helpful to just do that really big overview of how does Prayer Mate work. It has a structure to it. And the structure is a tiered structure where things are arranged in accordance with lists. So you come up with the lists of things that you want to pray about. So, for example, a list might be my family. And then there's subjects. Subjects are different elements underneath each list. So my wife is Emma Justine Farlett. So Emma is one of the subjects under the list my family. And then the third thing is, under Emma, there will be prayer text or bullet points, if you prefer bullet points, that you put underneath Emma as Emma exists in the list called My Family. So that's the general structure. I didn't know that before when I first downloaded Prayer Mate, and I couldn't work out how lists and subjects and everything work together, but that's the hierarchy. So you'll notice when you fire up Prayer Mate, you'll get that screenshot there. And so generally, if you're just going to start to pray and you're already set up, you'll just swipe left and to start praying. But if you wanted to, let's say something's happened and I wanted to update something on my subject for Emma and change the prayer text, I'd probably go to lists and then I'd hit my family, hit Emma Justine, and then I'd edit the text. I might be out there, I might be here at a training day today, and I run into somebody, perhaps Ed Lone chatted to me afterwards and said, "I'd love you to pray for the first year intake of students at Moore College." If I wanted to put that in quickly, I'd probably go add, and then my lists would come up. It'd ask me, where do you want to put that? And I might go, oh, training organisations, and then click there and then put that there. So so the lists, like, this is a screenshot of my actual lists. So biblical prayers, personal godliness, my family, my church. And so that's my lists. And then if you click on my family, then you see Emma Justine. When you click on Emma Justine, then this is the text that I pray for Emma. So everyone's different. What I find helpful is I write the prayers out, because I find praying from bullet points okay, but I find I'm having to think on two different planes rather than just pray a pre-written prayer. I'm much better with a pre-written prayer. Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to put in a prayer text. So my first part is thanking God for Emma. My second part is, Lord, please grow Emma in the fruit of the Spirit day by day and year by year. And then I ask for other things. And so that's the prayer text I have for Emma. So when someone's setting up Prayer Mate, you, of course, download the app first. You create a set of lists, and I've flogged that from Peter and Christine Jensen. That's their recommended sort of categories, I think. But I think they're a good start for lists. So, what are you thankful for? Missionaries, family, prayer for others, church, prayer for me. So they're the six lists that say Peter and Christine might set up on their Prayer Mate. Not a bad start. Yeah, and then you put subjects underneath. So if all of us created a list called family, we'd all have different subjects under that. And then you write a prayer in each subject. Sorry, I'm doing that structure to death a bit, but I think if we have list, subject, prayer text, it just really helps. So once you've set Prayer Mate up, and you go to pray, this is, and then you hit the tile on your phone and Prayer Mate starts up, then this is what you see. And generally, if you're already set up, you just swipe left. So when you swipe left, this is my actual screenshot of my Prayer Mate. So when you swipe left, which I did on the 4th of March, then it's my prayer session on Monday the 4th of March. So what it does there is that is like a summary of what Prayer Mate has got prepared for you for the 4th of March. Now notice at the top there's a plus and minus signs. So that means that if you're on a given day, you have more time to pray, then you can hit plus and it will increase the number of things you pray about. And if you've got less time, then you can hit minuses and scale down. So I've got 39 there. I usually pray through about 45. I don't know what the upper limit is, actually, but I usually pray through about 45. Now, it's just worth noting that if you've got 10 lists and 10 subjects under each list, then that means you've got basically 100 prayer cards. So Prayer Mate's giving you the opportunity to pray for 50% of them or less. I think it's around the maximum is 50 items. So that's my actual prayer session that's designed for me for the 4th of March. And you notice the one at the top is the Lord's Prayer. So when I swipe left, then the first item I pray for pops up, which is the Lord's Prayer. So any questions thus far on that, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer that now. So, yeah, what you do is you go into the list and you can hit the settings on the and then it should have something about frequencies there. So you can see how the things can come into conflict. Like if there's 100, 10 by 10, there's 100, and you go in and do a setting on 50 of them that you'll pray for those every day, then obviously, well, 45, but you pray for 50 items, then 65 of the others are only going to have four slots to get scheduled. It's interesting, I noticed even like the interface is a lot crisper and cleaner even than what I now I thought I'd go through some of my favorite functions with PrayerMate. I love the way that you can download biblical prayers. If I go back to the previous,
you'll notice here on my prayer sessions that about the first four or even five, maybe six,
is I basically got prayers from the Bible. And that's not because I'm pious or anything, it's just I realise that the air we breathe is about pleasure, comfort, self-preservation, entertainment. Like, we just live in a society that lives for themselves, so I just try really hard to pray biblical prayers because they're generally about God, not about me, or God, not about my family, and I just find that very, very helpful for my heart. It does mean that your prayer time increases, and I find I need about four before I actually start thinking about who God is. So how do you get those God-glorifying prayers onto your app? Well, what you do is you hit Add Subject. So you might want to choose it for yourself. What is my list? I think my list is Personal Godliness, the second one. So I'd click on that, click on a list. And then hit Add Subject. Now, when you hit Add Subject, you have to scroll down to find.
So that's what it looks like when you hit Add Subject. And if you scroll down, then you will find Biblical Prayers and Devotionals. And then when you click on Biblical Prayers and Devotionals, then you get a whole stack of options. The Lord's Prayer, praying with Paul, Old Testament, doxologies. If you're after a New Testament prayer, you click on that, and then it gives you a stack of options. And then if you want to pray the 1 Peter 1, 3 to 5, you click on that, and then
you have to download it. I should have had that screenshot.
So you need that screenshot, so it says download options.
Yes, so when you get to there,
so I'm going to look at it, so I've got prayers from the Bible.
So that's how.
have to choose one.
Yeah, so if you choose one, then you hit download a creator avatar. I'm not sure whether you went to the offer. Looks like you went to the source. So can you see what someone gave you a list?
Yes, I need to just do the form.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a bit of a puzzle.
He's not only a good bike rider, he's an app shower offerer. So if you download them all, I guess they'll crop.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, that's probably. No, that's really important. That's good. I learned something that's going to save me a lot of time. Because I'm getting a bit bored of my four, if that makes sense. So one of the functions I love is the biblical prayers. Another thing I love is email these details. What I've done there is I've got a screenshot of my prayer that I pray for Emma, just to take an example. And what you can do is you can hit the send icon, and then it asks you, would you like to send a message, and you can click send a message, and then it gives you the option of email or SMS. So what I'll do a few times a year is click send email, and I can
send email to Emma. Send an email to Emma. What it does is it automatically puts in my prayer for her. And at the top I say, "Hi Emma, I've been praying this for you. Is it still relevant?" And so she can go around, edit it, and send it back, and then I can copy it.
Now I know that we're all meant to remember what people said and what to pray, but there's just something really. Every time I do this, which I don't do it heaps with people, but I'll go through a season where I think of someone who's gone through a pretty tough time. When you send them the prayer that you pray for them, they're usually really encouraged by that, and they actually take the time to add in a couple of things. It's all taken care of now. So that's really helpful. So biblical prayers, email these details. Now this one, and forgive me for being a little bit MTS-centred, but it's subscribing to online content. So praying for an organisation like subscribing to the prayer points from that organisation. So we've been on PrayerMate providing a daily prayer point probably for a couple of years now, and we've got about 140, 150 people out there. I don't know what frequency they pray, but I take that as 140 odd people. Exactly, who've bothered to go through the subscription process. So the way it works is, if I was going to subscribe to MTS,
I go into the list I want to put the MTS prayers in, so I put World Vision, hit the plus, and then I go, so that's to add a subject, so I have to scroll down, it's a bit blank at the top of the add subject sometimes, so you have to scroll down. And then inside Theological Colleges and Training, you find the MTS tile. And when you hit on the MTS tile, then a screen comes up like that. It's just a tiny bit different than that, because I made a screenshot of the already subscribed. But
you get that screenshot, you hit subscribe, and then that means that you'll be as you pray, like if you prayed for MTS once a week on a Monday, then whatever the Monday prayer point is, that prayer mate will drag it in and put it there for you. And I didn't organise this for MTS, but my staff who set it up in the first place to become like a provider of prayer points on prayer mate said that it was relatively easy to set up. So heaps of churches. Yeah. So I pray for Auckland Evangelical Church because I was scouring through what churches were on there, and I thought, oh, Rowan Hilston, he's over there, he's an Aussie. And so I just started praying. I got this lovely little thing where I really care about what happens at Auckland EV because prayer mate brought me together with him. And I think what's really exciting is, you know, people move churches and stuff like that, but they love their old church. And it gives people an opportunity to keep praying. But it's really different to that person still being a member of the Facebook group or something. That can feel a bit weird sometimes. Whereas, yeah.
So you just update all of what, wherever an MTS is looking after this, they update some prayer points and that spits it through to whoever's connected to be subscribed.
Yeah.
MTS groups.
Yeah. So forgive me if I give you too much detail, but we've got an Excel spreadsheet. And the prayer points, I think the spreadsheet actually goes from January 1 right down to 31st of December. And then we have a prayer point next to it and we just make sure they're up to date. But once a month, and we try and do it on about the 20th of the month, we highlight the cells. We export a certain number of cells and drop them into PrayerMate to populate the dates for that month in prayer mate, so that when people out there go and click on MTS, it goes, grabs from prayer mate the prayer for that day and just pops it up. Our support coordinator who set it up, Rebecca Hilton, she's really happy to help anyone do it. And what we've also done is, because some people, like particularly some of the older folk in the MTS movement, we have a place where you can click on the website and get those same prayer points, but they're dropped into an A3, nice looking A3 prayer calendar. So if they don't want to do prayer, mate.
30 size font.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And which I should stop making jokes about because it's starting to happen to me now. So. So my favourites are biblical prayers. Email these details, subscribe to places that you want to get prayer points from. And then this one I really enjoy is share as a photo prayer points that commend a subscription to your friends. So I did a screenshot on the 4th of March, but so these are real screenshots, but I didn't actually send it to Rachel Miller, but we prayed for Gunnedah Anglican Church a couple of weeks ago, and I took a screenshot. I did this and sent it to Scott Dunlop, who's in Gunnedah.
So the prayer point came up for Gunnedah. I clicked the share, share as a photo, and share the photo. You can do it through email or text message. So I hit text message. Then the text message comes up, and then you put in the person, the recipient's details, but then what it does is it attaches a photo. You can input a private message, but then it automatically puts in pray for MTS Live today with prayer mate.
So if Hope Church set up something on prayer mate and you wanted to get people praying, subscribing and then praying for Hope, doing this share as a photo thing is just a really easy way to start to get. Or I haven't done this at our church, but I reckon this might be one of the more likely ways I'd get some of our young adults to start praying for church. We had a prayer meeting last night, and you know, you look around and the 15 people there, who is it? It's everyone's my age. There's heaps of young adult leaders who are really godly people, but they just don't come to the prayer meeting. So that could be a way to engage them. Yeah, so the reason we're covering prayer, mate, today and looking at prayer is because our three training areas with MTS are conviction, character and competence. They're outlined in Cole Marshall's book, Passing the Baton. Learning strand three is prayer and godliness, and that sits under the character key training area. And so in learning strand three on prayer and godliness, this is what we want to happen. We want an apprentice should strive to live out a mature Christian life characterised by a love for and trust in God. Their reliance on his power should be expressed through prayer. So that's the learning strand and what it is, and then we have learning objectives. And the learning objectives under prayer and godliness is that people develop, apprentices develop perseverance in daily prayer, demonstrate extensive prayer reflecting God's concerns, demonstrate leadership of family and friends in the Word of God and prayer, encouraging them in Christian faith and maturity. And, you know, when I think about prayer, mate, I think it actually helps. It's a tool that helps in a lot of those, if not all. Yeah, so it's really helped me to pray more regularly, biblically, widely, specifically, enthusiastically. I think particularly the biblically thing is because the more I concentrate on what, like at the beginning of Ephesians and what Paul prays for people, he prays that they will know who God is. It's very interesting. He doesn't pray for circumstantial things for them. And I presume because if we know who God is, that he loves justice, he hates injustice, he exalts the humble, he humbles those who exalt themselves, he hates evil. If we know God really well, then, and in the power of the Spirit, we'll live more like him, then that's far more important than the different decisions or circumstances we'll face each day. Yeah, so questions, practice time, any questions or thoughts?
I'll jump in, so I'm curious. So I'm leading edge person technology wise generally, but my paper lists prayer.
Yeah.
So I'll share what I do and I'll be happy to hear how this might help. So I sit down in the morning.
Yep.
Devotional journal I mentioned.
Yep.
So church fathers.
Yeah.
I feel like I get exhausted at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'm not wasn't sure how to quite get there. So I feel like with this site, could almost get there.
Yeah.
But then I just need to come home and not come prepared, obviously.
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
Yeah. And I wish I wish technologically I was better, because when I've gone onto the website for Premate, they've talked about how they've got the capacity now to drag in PDFs, like, you know, when you get emailed up a prayer letter from whoever, you can drag that in, but I haven't done that, so I feel a bit ill-equipped to train in that. But, I mean, what I'm hearing you say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is sort of part of what goes through my head, you know?
Well, yeah, that's right. To a degree, that's true.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I find prayerlessness distressing in my church.
Yeah.
Even if I don't do it for me, maybe there's a way I can help.
Yeah.
Improve prayerfulness.
Yeah, that's right. And even if it was something as simple as those, you know, six lists, and maybe you do a little training session. Everyone puts those six lists on a, you know, they're spread across and puts three subjects under each list. And then, or maybe, you know, three subjects and a prayer, one sentence prayer under each. Then you can take that if you like, but actually I might keep it for the next session. But
this is... So I've had the app on my phone for a while, but I hadn't used it. And I was thinking, oh, this is something that would be great to use in church life as well.
Yeah.
But I hadn't got to that point, so this has been nothing since to do that. I've read a little while back that one of the functions that they're hoping to add is that, so when you're sitting in your Bible study group, that you're looking at a prayer, and it's not just type in, though that was still
subscribe
to your own small group. And I was kind of waiting to hope that that's going to come soon, so that that'll be a really handy thing that we are.
I think Andy was saying that on an email he sent to me, because I asked permission to use a whole stack of things, he said they were developing a function, and maybe it's this, but a person who's a gospel worker can, instead of an organisation creating one prayer point a day, a person can do that, a gospel worker. Maybe the individual's just got to be prepared to go public or something, I don't know. Is there a share your list function?
Yeah, I thought there was one like that, but I'm just trying to look and see.
That would be really handy, because I think that's a really good place to start. Does it just share? Were you...
I might just be making that up.
Were you thinking it just shared the list, but not necessarily the subjects within it? Like, that would save so much hassle.
No, not a subscription, so I can buy and get rid of my own list.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
Family or something, like I can share that to my
I
thought there was something that I can't find, so it might be renting things that don't
exist. But that would be so handy, wouldn't it? Like, if, you know, you've got one of those people.
Yeah.
So, like if Luther, yeah, if Luther wrote appropriate prayer points for all your Bible study group leaders, yeah, and then wanted you guys to pray for them as well, yeah, he could export,
yeah,
and then you're and going, then I don't have to, yeah, I don't have to, yeah.
That might be our new
I'm not very techno savvy, but I'm not aware of another prayer app. Does anyone know of another one that?
There's one that's the NPT one.
Craig Josling and.
Yeah, that's right. Their app is pretty good in terms of keeping a list of people you're praying for.
Okay.
But it's not web savvy, so it doesn't. So if I jump on another device, I can't see my prayer points. I have to store them on another device. So it's not very good for people that aren't using multiple devices.
Yeah.
But it does a good job of managing lists of people with prayer points.
Yeah. One of my staff jumped online to try and set up PrayerMate on their computer, but struggled to do that. Has anyone done that?
I just found my contacts list where I could add names on it. And I thought, how cool is that? I don't know, I can't find it again. Not my context, just I can't find out the function to get it. I backpedaled and then I thought, that's really cool, I'll go back down.
Oh, it hasn't wiped your context or
anything. No, it hasn't.
Oh, phew, I thought you were saying it's wiped your context.
I mean, I couldn't find out.
You'll never forget this seminar.
I can't find out how to find how to do it again.
Is it?
So I've got a thing there that's got, it might be something that computer knows. I tapped under school, senior school, came up with, do you want to add from your contacts list? Said yes, thank you. Thought that's pretty cool. I'll back out of it, come back, can't find it again.
Yeah, right.
But I'll find it.
It'd be really cool if you could spread it to like a mantle or something and then have it doesn't exist, I just
you've got the CLE collective today. It's Perpetua and Felicity today. Perpetua is an absolute legend. She was a young mother who converted to Christ, and her father begged her, and the Romans threatened her. They took her child away. They threw her in the Colosseum. She was bored, and smashed up by wild animals. She's great. Not that was great, but yeah, Perpetua.
Perpetua surname?
Perpetua, I don't know, but if you type in Perpetua Saints, she comes up. And she is, you know, some of them, they just made it up. She's not a made-up saint. She's in Fox and others. She told me if only you would make a libation, you could keep your child. know it as they did. Father said, make the libation, just come home. Don't have to give up anything, really.
Man, it must have been a stressful time, though. And then what they did with people after the fact.
Talk about pressure making you, helping you to pray.
Yeah. Well, how about I pray, gang, and we'll finish up and have an early mark. And
thanks. It's renewed my commitment to music,
pretty, mate. Yeah, oh, good on you. Yeah, it's, I've found it really helpful.
I do find it helpful. Thank you.
Dear Father, we're so grateful to you for your love for us and for the gifts you give to people and for things that when tamed well, like technology, are a great blessing. Dear Father, help us each, whether we use PrayerMate or not, help each of us to be more and more vigorous in our dependence upon you in prayer. And we know, Father, from the scriptures and the examples that are there, that when people pray to you, you answer. Not always yes, but you hear and you do what is appropriate, and that's a great comfort to us. Help us to be people who are more dependent on you with each passing year. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen.